I'm going to call the Candia Planning Board meeting of July 21st, 2021 in session at 7 p.m. Would you please rise and join me in pledge allegiance to the flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Joyce is not here yet. Josh?
Here.
And Scott is excused. Mike Santa is not here. And Rob is excused. Okay, very good. I'm going to change things around a little bit. It's kind of like under old business, but I'm going to do it. The board will indulge us that there's a question on one of the approvals that we did for Brown Road, I believe it was.
Yes.
And there was a question on timing, I believe, right, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Why don't you come up, grab a seat.
I'm Jim Franklin. The surveyor is preparing the plans, and the landowner is with me tonight. And I just put this together just as a brief summary to hopefully put into the file, explain what we're doing and why.
I have one for you, Lisa.
I love that.
Yeah. when we started this with this applicant, Gamet was the landowner. Mm-hmm. He took possession of the land according to the survey plan that I did for McDowell's family. And I referenced that on my little sketch there. That's the recording number. And the I included the deeds to the present landowner is Timothy, Laurent, Dorothy, and Betty Fortin. So Mr. Gamet no longer owns it. The Registry of Deeds requires the landowner's name to be in the title. As Mr. Gamet does not own it anymore, we have to remove him from the title and add the Fortins to it. And Lisa mentioned that she might need to amend the notice of decision, and I'm not quite sure, I can't really speak for her, but we needed to get this cleared up so that we can record the plan. There's still one outstanding issue, I think, is the inspection by the fire chief. And we've set the bounds, we've made the revisions to the Mylars, which I have not submitted yet, but I think everything's on track to meet our deadline.
Okay.
And so I've included the a copy of the plan that's recorded at the registry. It's D31397. That shows the boundary survey that I did for McDowell's, and that the present landowners, the Fortins, have taken possession by. So that's the meets and bounds description of their property is based on that survey that I did many years ago, 2003.
The warranty deed, Jim, that's the latest one?
Yes.
Second page?
Yes.
Okay.
So then the last two pages I have there the title as approved by the planning board.
Oh yeah.
Yep. And then the next sheet is the title as requested by the applicant. And you can see there's very little difference there, except we've removed the Brad Gumet's name from it, prepared for Timothy Fortin, and put down land of.
The last two I have, though, Jim, says that land of Ivy and Ann McDowell. Is that the?
Yes. Yep. Yep. So I hope I didn't stick them in order, but yeah, out of order. But yes, when Gamet deeded the property to the Fortins, it was according to the same description that he obtained the property by,
right,
which was referenced to the plan of McDowell.
Oh, okay. So is that why you gave us the original,
yes,
the copies of the survey for the McDowells?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
But mine says sheet one of two, sheet one of two.
Oh, did I make give you two copies?
Yeah, I've got one sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they seem to be the same.
Oh, yeah, mine says two of two, two of two.
I got... Well, okay. I kept sheet one.
So really, we need to swap.
Yeah, yeah. I would give it to you, this
okay.
one. Yeah. But it's really no difference.
Yeah.
It's just to prove the documentation, the flow of the information, the legal aspects of this, that Mr. Cremat bought this according to my survey plan. He conveyed it to the Fortons according to the survey plan. So they are the legal owners of it as one piece of property. And so what we're hoping to do is to be able to change the title and record it that way so it complies with the registry standards.
Yeah, in the original plan that we approved, just want to make sure I got this, it does currently say land of Brad Gilnett.
Yes.
Prepared for Timothy Ford.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we were unsure whether or not we were going to be able to subdivide and
correct.
Want to buy it until we
right.
had correct. An idea of that.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
That was part of the recommendation when we started early on that they signed a purchase and sale agreement with the owner subject to approvals.
Yeah. Now,
and so then we submitted the letter of authorization. He submitted or gave it to the Fortons a letter of authorization so that they could act in his behalf.
Right.
And then everything's been going pretty smoothly.
The only, it's not really a concern, but the only question I would have is that the applicant was actually Gilmet when
no,
we actually
No, the Fortons were the applicant. He authorized them to make the application.
Right, but the owner was Gilmet.
Yes.
So what I'm going for is that the applicant, in this case, as the Fortons are doing kind of like what you would do is representing someone to do that, but your name wouldn't be on there because you're just representing them, and it's the same thing with the applicant. So that's where I don't have a problem with this. I just want to make sure that we do it properly because when we approved it, the owner was Gilmet,
yep.
but you were the applicant, which was fine. So we approved a plan that was based on ownership by Gilmet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy.
Well,
so that's
plus
what
they had
asking.
The purchase and sale agreement.
Right, right too, but still, so. that was immaterial for
well,
what we
it
actually...
it indicates where it was headed, where it
right.
was going.
Right, but we had actually acted upon an application by the owner, which was Gilmet.
And that's why they want a revised... Well, what I talked about this afternoon was a revised Office of the Notice of Action, whereas the applicant and property owners will be Tim Fortin and the other ones.
Right,
and
yep.
then we will take off number 3 of the condition where you guys asked for the owners will provide copies of the new deed for the two properties, because one would have been for the Gilmet, you know, individually.
Mm-hmm.
Now
right.
that won't be. It'll just be one.
Yeah, yeah.
From Gilmet to
yeah.
Fortin's.
If you need to check with town council, I'm more than willing to give you 90 days extension.
Yeah. what I want to make sure of is that I understand exactly
yeah.
what you're trying to
yeah.
do. There's
yeah.
no question. To me, it's logical. But just because it's logical doesn't make it so that it's legal for what our procedure
mm-hmm.
is in here. And I don't know the answer to how we can do it to make sure that you're covered with everything, because you weren't really the property owner, but we understand exactly what was going on. And we didn't actually deal with you in the approval for the subdivision. I know you were the applicant and stuff like that.
Well, you did because Gilmet gave them the authorization. Right?
Correct, correct.
So they were the people that were authorized. And you did deal with them directly.
Authorized to act for the property owner, not authorized to, you know, subdivide land. I mean, you can't subdivide someone else's land just because you're an applicant. So that's where, I want to make sure that we cover everything. And it's not only just to protect the town, but it's to protect you too, because if we go and just change the cover sheet to this, we have no legal basis to do that. That I can see, because we approved it for a previous owner, knowing that it was going to flow through, but the whole approval process was based on Gilmet, not on the current owners. So,
well, I think the only time there would be a problem is if somebody appealed your decision, and I can't comprehend a time in this where someone would come forward and appeal the decision.
Oh, I don't disagree with you at all on that. But like I said, I just want to make sure that you know, it's like just changing someone's name on a deed or an approved plan is not legal to do.
It is. The property with deed. It's not like I'm just changing it willy nilly.
Yeah.
He has the authorization, and you acted on his instructions, and this is just is the landowner. So I don't know a way around it. You can check with town council. I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what I would like to do, is to just get their impression on what we should do to make sure that we do this so there's no questions.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. Will someone challenge it? Probably not, but we don't know. You know, this we get things that we didn't think were gonna happen coming before this board, and it's just like
Well, I guess can we then just expedite it and just say, yeah, based on town council's approval of this action, that we'll move forward?
No, we'll have to have them come back just so that it's done at a meeting, because we'll have to discuss it. We just can't say.
The 90-day clock runs out.
The next meeting.
Yeah.
The day before the next meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
So we still have 2 weeks. I'll call town council tomorrow.
Yeah. So, but still, then if you have to do that in a public meeting, which is the day after the 90-day clock, then what's our procedure?
We're going to give you an extension.
Thank you. I said that right along. Can we have 120 days?
No, wait a minute. No. We can't give you 120 days.
Originally, he wanted 120. Yeah. And now it works out, that would have been fine.
Yeah. We'll give you a two-day extension.
Okay.
But no, just just send a note to Lisa.
I understand.
Just requesting that.
Yep.
Like I said, I mean, it makes perfect sense to me that we would do this, but we just can't do it because we aren't dealing with the new owner. We dealt with the old owner, which was, I don't understand why someone gave you a hard time about, you know, the fact that it was the owner that we dealt with, and that was a subdivision that was approved by them, and of course, it's going to be on the plans.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
So it was the Registry of Deeds that had a problem with?
No, the Registry of Deeds, all the registries require in the title block to be the map and lot number, map and lot number, and the landowner's name to be in the title block.
Yeah.
There were times when this type of thing would happen. A guy would come along and he'd say, well, I'm going to subdivide this land. And so the plans would get approved, go on record at the registry, subdivided for. No idea who the owner was.
Right.
See, and so the registry stopped that. They said no more.
Right.
And there were people that didn't have a lot of scruples.
Yeah.
You know, you could get a couple old widow women somewhere in the other part of the world. Their land was subdivided and they had no knowledge of it.
Yeah. Oh.
So that's why they did this.
Now, but did you check with the registry on this one here, that is it that they didn't want to accept it, or understanding is
right? I didn't even I know Kathy Stacey down there is a stickler for details.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And I said,
yes.
Yeah.
We've heard.
I heard that name earlier.
Yeah.
You're off by this much in your line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go redo it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so right up there, nice and right in front.
Yeah.
So So let's have Lisa just check on that, because you know, my feeling is that we can't do it because we dealt with basically the owner to do the subdivision.
Yep.
And then it's just transferred over to you, which is fine. No, that's no problem. That's just doing the deeds and stuff. That's my biggest concern is that there's two parties involved, and I know that Mr. Gilmet was overseas and things like that, which is great.
Yeah.
That's why we worked with you on this.
So if worst comes to worst, and the town attorney says, no, you can't do that, then I would assume that it would require a new notice, a new public hearing under the present landowner's name.
Right.
And is there a method of expedited for a minor subdivision?
Well, let's cross this bridge.
I don't want to come back next Wednesday or 2 weeks from now and have you say, well,
start from scratch.
Yeah, because otherwise we can get plans ready.
Right. Well, we'll let you know when we get it back from Lisa on what
they say. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think, you know, from what I can see, I don't understand why the registry wouldn't just accept it the way it is, because that's what we dealt with. This is what we do with the owner.
See, Mr. Wimette isn't the owner, and since his name shouldn't not be in the title block.
Right, but he wasn't the owner when we approved the project.
They don't care. Okay. The owner's name has to be in the title block, and Mr. Wimette is not the owner when we record the drawing.
When you go to record when it, you record that's what the drawing. Want.
Right.
Well, you shouldn't have done that yet, then.
I know.
And we haven't even received the deed.
The registry.
Yeah, the registry doesn't care what the process was.
Right, yeah.
You haven't got that. I got it. I gave you a copy. It's in the file.
Oh, here. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it takes anywhere between 2 weeks to 4 months for us to get a deed from them to actually get dropped in Linda's folder.
Yeah.
So it's a hurry up and wait, just like any other
Yeah, season. So we'll do that. We'll check with town council, see what we can do. We'll let you know right away. And I mean, we'll get it straightened out. We don't want to hold you up. We want
to. And we're, we were already, you know, trimming the trees that we were told to trim and put it in the hammerhead and the pull off.
Yeah.
So I can
test
go
piss.
Forward.
We went all through.
With going to get the chief out there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and get that done so we can make sure that we've got everything buttoned up.
Formality.
Yeah, and we'll try to get it so that we can just, you know, do the formality. Because, like I said, my biggest question is going to be, the town council, is can we just change the name of the owner on the subdivision that we approved to put the new owner's name on if we approved it under the previous owner's request? So...
Okay.
Whatever, and then we'll come back.
Yeah, because they did have a purchase and sale agreement.
Correct.
In the whole mix. So
correct.
That should help.
Yeah. 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 It's just like I said, I mean, I look at this and go like, really?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
But it, you know, it is what it is, so we have to go with what we have to deal with.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so yeah, we'll do that.
We don't
know how Mike is for being in there, so it could be a little while.
Well, he spoke to me yesterday about something else, so he's expecting my call anyways.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
But I will definitely put them on the agenda for the 4th.
Yes.
Regardless.
Yes. Yeah. And and we'll get it straightened out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for sneaking us in.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, guys.
Thank you.
Are you comfortable
with Lisa making a call, or should you?
I'll probably come over to Lisa and talk to her at the same time. Okay, other old business. We have subdivision regulations and revision to section 2.05 for building permits. I believe everybody has a copy of it attached to their... Nope, they don't. Do we have copies? Okay.
Everyone had it emailed to them, the ones that Brian sent to you, so.
Oh, yeah. Do you have another copy by any chance?
No, we had any.
I didn't bring my copy. I probably have it on my phone. But.
I shut my phone.
I need like a magnifying glass to see my phone.
The phones aren't any good for this. They're good for talking, that's about it.
Yeah.
That and deleting emails.
While Lisa's doing that, why don't we jump up to approval of the minutes for July 7th. Looked fine to me.
Looked fine to me, too.
Yeah. Motion to accept the minutes as submitted.
So moved.
And second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Rudy. Rudy, yes. Mark? Mark?
Yes.
Okay. Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
And I think we have everybody. Okay, very good. So the minutes are approved. I guess I'll go on to other business while Lisa's still doing that. Just one thing under town planning. I did get an email from Brian Ruoff this afternoon. He wanted to know if we wanted to set up a meeting with department heads and other people involved for the JS thing. And so they can develop the proposal a little bit more. And he said that the meeting with having everybody in here would be at no charge to the town, so we can determine you know, what the scope
of. Sorry about the black and white. I didn't press color. I'm going to give you mine just for right now so you can read out the red.
Okay.
But here's a copy for you.
Good, thank you.
And then you can give that to me after. Joyce just emailed. She will not be here.
Okay, very good. Okay. So Lisa, just so you know, I was on the town planning thing just as an update. I think you were copied too on the email from Brian Ruoff on seeing if we could schedule a meeting with the people who would actually be affected by the JS system.
Yes.
And like I had said, he had said that Stantec will do that at no charge to the town, and so that it can develop a good proposal. So
sure, it'll save him a lot of time.
Oh yeah,
in the long run
right.
as well.
Yeah,
getting all the input we really want
right.
on that.
So I think what I'll do, and probably in conjunction with Brian and also with Lisa, is we'll see who actually could benefit from this. Because I know a conservation commission, of course, would be, I believe, you know, the tax assessor. Probably the fire department could be involved with that, definitely, because of you know, things we could do. Road agent, so
building inspector.
Building inspector, yeah. Definitely all the land use stuff in there.
Right.
So maybe what we'll do is, where are we now? We're July 21st?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we have in August so far, Lisa?
Now we're going to have on the 4th, I'm going to put Tim Boren on here. We have the public hearing for the subdivision regulation change. If you guys approve the language tonight, I'll put that in. That's the only thing that we have on the 4th right now.
And I'll be away, and I really want to be there.
Okay. What about the 18th?
And the 18th. That's our 90 days for Tanglewood, which I haven't heard anything for their final application. Mountain States is coming in for their lot line adjustment and their updated plans, because the drainage goes into the lot
for
Severino.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to mention to the board, that's going to be a current use situation.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be that. So, not
so
heavy amount right now.
So we don't know. We don't know anything about Tanglewood.
I haven't heard anything. No one's reached out at all to me. But that is just their final day to submit their final application.
True.
It
that's
won't
true.
Be on the agenda at all. And we have the ZRC meeting that night as well.
Yeah. So, well, see, I don't want to have people here, you know, waiting for us to go through an approval. Because I'm sure there's probably going to be some questions on the Mountain States.
Yeah.
So.
Could they go first? Could the department heads go first and then Mountain States?
We could do that. And what we probably should do is probably let Brian, he'd probably be the one to lead on most of this, is to get commitment from the department heads and to let them know exactly what we're looking for from them for input, so that the proposal can be developed. And what would you like to see in data?
I might take a little bit more time for getting the information from everybody. We could go to the 1st of September. That's the first meeting. That'll give them at least August to get that information together.
I kind of like that because, you know, August is still kind of in the summer.
Oh, I know.
So, you know, I hate to, you know, I hate to schedule things in the summer. Just because it's tough for people, so.
What's isn't there a holiday right at the beginning of September?
The 6th.
The next week is that, and then I don't know when you guys go back to school versus when other people.
I don't ever go back to school anymore. School's out forever.
So some go back the week, you know, of August, the last week of August.
Yeah, so maybe it'd be more settled, and because it is kind of crazy, like you're saying, it's like still summer, and.
Yeah.
Maybe the 15th?
Well, I don't want to stretch it out too long because we've got to, if we're going to do this, we're going to have to allocate money, and I don't want to go, you know, too late into the year.
But if you, we talked about this at the conservation meeting last night, and they said, well, when will we be invited? I said, as soon as I find out when there's a meeting, because they're really chomping at the bit to at least give you input.
Right.
So I can say, once we know the date, be thinking of, you know, what do we want these maps to show?
Yeah.
And then, so a lot of the work can be done behind the scenes.
Let's tentatively do it for the 1st. If that sounds okay.
Yeah.
My vacation starts right there. Open-ended, let me tell you.
Monday.
Vacation, this is the retired lady.
What we can do in an email, we can ask them, all the department and committee heads, email stuff. Just give
That's
me
true.
Anything
yeah.
you have,
yeah.
and then we can just combine it, and when people are here, if some people can't get here, whatever, at least we have the ideas
Good.
That will help you guys. I can send it out to all of you guys.
Because I know there'll be questions, you know, for Brian, probably from the board, too, about clarification of what are you looking for, and then that way we can, Brian will basically consolidate everything that we discussed. I think it's as we talked about before, I think it's very prudent that people come in person.
Oh, yeah.
To present their ideas and stuff, because, I mean, we're going to still have the same thing with the CIP when we update that, but we need to get people
Yeah, but if you do send out an email request, then at least that gets them going.
Right.
Right.
You know?
And then if information comes in, like you said, and then it starts getting put in an orderly fashion.
But their presence would be requested, too, that evening.
So we probably should draft an email, Lisa, that can go to all of the affected people. And I think probably, I'm just wondering, it should probably be a joint effort between the Planning Board and the Board of Selectmen, because I think you guys, we don't have any, you know, authority over anybody but us, and you have more authority over, you know, the rest of the department heads. Of course, you know,
Yeah, if I get a copy of the email that you're sending out, we can bring that up at the next selectmen's meeting.
Okay, okay.
You know, just to go like out there before they get the email. This will be coming, and this is what it's about.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And that is Monday, so if you got something for Monday, Lisa, that'd be perfect.
Excellent.
Rudy, you got time in the next couple of days to come meet with me? Get together for an email
Friday. I can
actually
get it.
That should be I can do that I can okay. I'll draft it, I'll send it to you.
Oh,
if
yeah,
it's
good.
Okay, we'll send it out.
Perfect.
If it's okay, we will wait to send it, obviously.
All right,
send it out Monday, Tuesday morning.
Yeah, so yeah. We'll send it to you.
Send me a copy of the email that's going out.
Okay.
Yeah, so
then
I can address
say,
it
yes,
at the
it's okay or not, and then yeah. address it.
Well, you guys can okay it. I'm just going to be the messenger, that's all.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and you know, the reason I want to do that is just to stress the importance of getting
And like I said, just include in there that their presence would be much appreciated that evening, too.
Right, to speak to your points.
Correct.
Yes.
So that'll be September 1st.
So is that a for sure thing? So I could I even share that information?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just say, watch for an upcoming email, but... mark your calendars now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Save the date.
You
yeah.
Meet, you meet what, it. Next Tuesday?
No, we just met.
Oh,
yesterday.
Just met.
Yeah.
Do you do my letter for the property?
Oh, we're working on it.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Yeah. We had a good discussion on that. Yeah. Your
yeah,
letter.
Let's go through that again.
I had to think about what your letter meant. Yeah. The land swap.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're definitely crafting a letter. Perfect. And we'll get it to you.
Thank you.
The email's going out to all the department heads, all the committee and board chairs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you guys, as chairs, will send it out to your people.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. So I'll get with Linda.
Excellent. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, she is on there this week, yeah.
Like, I'll get with her Monday because she has everything else except for
free. Yeah, true, true.
Yeah.
And yeah, and of course, Kevin. You know, yeah. We want to make sure that what he'd like to see in there too. I'm sure he'd like to see a lot of stuff.
And would people like the agriculture committee?
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd like to see what they have on
there. Right.
You know, they just want. I know they want to have this big agriculture and candy. So.
Historical too. I actually got a call today. They wanted to know if we had a historical district. I talked to Diane Philbrick, she's the chair of the Heritage Commission, and we don't have that.
We don't.
Not in the historical district.
But
they have identified historical sites in town, that's why you see those signs.
Right, and I have a map.
We don't have
in
a
there.
District.
Right. But if somebody wants to, they're selling their home, it's very, very old, et cetera, but they want to know, is there any limitations on exterior? There's not. And this house is like 1700.
Not existing houses. They can do whatever they want, but we have architectural
not
standards.
Unless it's on.
The historical registry, yeah.
Right. Yeah. If they're not on the historical registry, there's no restriction. They can do what they want.
And you know, it's a very touchy subject too, because it's like, okay, well, you're going to limit me for what I can do with the property
right.
that I bought.
Right.
And then you know, the other side says like another opinion would be like, well, that's a really nice historically looking house.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't pay the taxes on it. You don't maintain it. So right. Get out of my yard.
So, or like Lisa said,
historical
if it was
roads. Do we have those?
Historical roads? No, road? Scenic roads, but no
scenic
historical
roads. Yeah.
So I've had different historical things, and I don't know if that's something maybe that's
come
up or not. And updated, the most updated historical map I have is from 2007.
Yeah.
So and we that, don't have anything updated. In the town from.
And that's usually probably only like historical sites like cemeteries.
Yep,
right.
The Smith Building.
Yep.
Things like that.
Depot Village.
Bean Island, I mean, any
yeah.
of those.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so.
And that's hanging up in our office, but.
Okay. But at this point in time, I think you have enough on our plates to not
yeah.
want to get involved with doing a historical district study.
Right.
Not yet.
Okay. And I'm not so sure that would be welcomed.
Right.
I don't know if so, I'd want my house labeled as historic. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but you were, you know, you're a historic subject. You're one of the.
They're on that. Some of them are on the map there. It says, you know, there's a little triangle, black triangle, and it pinpoints in town where there are historical homes.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes.
But even though they're historical.
That doesn't, that's
it
not
doesn't
the same thing. No,
it's
historical just means they've been here for a long time.
Right.
Well, and this seems is one of those homes.
Yeah.
Right. Would that go on the GIS?
The little sites?
Yeah.
Well,
can.
I think if you
that's,
had a historical area or they were defined in the, if they were registered
right.
that way.
Yeah.
And those are already
yeah.
maps we have online.
Right.
So all the maps we have online would already go.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be anything more specific like people are asking me, but I didn't know if that was something you guys were interested in or
I don't think so yet.
No.
Right.
I think you get opposition for labeling someone's home historical with any of the restrictions that might go with it, you know?
The only thing she told me was that if they cannot opt to demolish a historical home.
Right.
Without their view.
Right.
The Heritage Commission's view on that because
yeah, and that
usually people want to demolish it to build something in that spot. And they
right.
don't want that happening.
And that it's start gets thing. Into like Brian said, it starts to get into some, you know, well, it's my property.
Right, and you're getting into people's business, and that's not going to be well received.
And most of what I've seen for people who have older homes have been restoring them. For
right.
The
right. They,
right,
they bought that initially because they like historical buildings
right.
and they want to maintain mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. So I think we're pretty good in Candia for that. You know, we seem to have
right.
people who are really, you know, conscientious about what we have for old houses.
And again, I don't think that we have a lot of them, just the way Candia was developed in the beginning.
Right.
And we were really a bedroom community of justice. So,
And a whole bunch of them are burned down.
Yeah.
The one in the property where my house is now, there should be a big barn and a big colonial. Then the one on the corner of North Road and New Boston Road, that was it Engelhardt's that burned down? Because he was burning brush or something.
In school a couple times?
What age is historical?
I don't know.
You call it, man.
Couldn't answer that.
1960?
Yeah. I guess it depends how old you are.
Exactly.
Antiques, I love that. Or 50.
It's 40 years old.
There's certain markers, from what I remember. Dennis said there, Janet knows.
Yeah.
There's certain markers, I guess, at certain houses that have, like, plaques.
Right.
From a certain year. If it was this year and back, the house can actually have a plaque. And there are houses in town that have it. We actually found one in the building department office when we were maneuvering stuff around. Just this random plaque with this name and date on it. We didn't know what it was.
You remember what the name was?
I think the town clerk has it. I put it in there, and actually Janet had come in, and she's the one that had told us this is why they do that. So the town has it now. And I don't know if they were going to put it at the Smith Memorial or not, but... It's very old.
Probably would make houses more valuable to have that on it. And people would say, like, oh, good. I really have a
historic house. Museum. I meant the school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to do that for September.
September 1st.
September 1st.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, so back to the proposed major subdivision regulations. This did go to Brian Ruoff. I made some suggested changes. I thought they were excellent, personally. So the changes are in there. You can see. They should be underlined. They are in red on this copy here. It's got to kind of be covering all of those bases. Any questions? Mark, you have any questions?
No, all set, ready.
Okay. Other comments from anybody on the board? There's a lot of crossed out words too, Brian. So.
Well, and that's what makes it very confusing, because it's either crossed out or it's underlined. So underline is what we added, crossed out is gone.
Right.
Right.
And see, what we have to do when we do something like this is we have to have the old and the new. So this makes it so that we can go in there. Now, what we can do, we can always have another copy that doesn't have any of the crossouts or underlines or anything like that, that just has the new wording that's going to be in there. So that way it makes it clear this is what the actual thing is going to say, but this is what it says now, and this is why we're changing it. So it's open and transparent on what's going on.
Right.
So down here I could put to read like you guys usually do on the ballot?
Right, yeah. Okay. Yes. So, and you can have the whole section 2.05 without any of the crossouts or anything like that.
Right behind you too, Josh.
Yeah, it was that one that was blowing on me though.
I know, once in a while it would really come through. It's like, whoa, I don't want to complain, but
All right, so if there's...
No, that's fine. This is beautiful.
Yes.
If there's no other comments...
Until Josh shut the window.
Accept the motion to accept the regulation revision for section 2.05 as reviewed this evening. Rudy, yes. Or I haven't done.
I'll make the motion.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes. Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Josh?
Yes.
Okay, good. So we'll schedule a public hearing for the next meeting, and we'll get this out of the way.
Excellent.
And we'll have two copies. We'll have the old one and the new one, correct? From two different...
So how do you want it? Because I have to put it in the paper.
Yeah. Let's just, in the paper, just put what the new one is going to read.
Right.
Otherwise... People
will
be
No.
Don't even
know. No, I'm talking about for us.
I know, right. Yeah.
Well, for us, I think what we should do is to have two pages.
Right, that's
either,
what I'm saying.
Either that or can you, well.
You can do this both on the same page as long as you got separated.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I can make it smaller. This is just big.
Sure.
Right.
But
don't make it too small.
No.
I can put all this.
I was going to say, please don't make it like my phone is.
Yeah, this won't be here either.
Right.
So we'll take this whole thing.
You got
out.
Room. You got room.
Yeah. Yeah, this will go up, and I'll just put, you'll see.
And if you want to go two different colors, that'd be even better.
Very light blue and dark blue.
Whatever, but.
Well, see, we can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be fine.
No problem.
Okay.
Great.
Good, that takes care of that. We did the approval of the minutes, Lisa. So good with that.
Okay.
Under business, we did town planning.
Who was the motion and second?
I made the motion.
And
I think I seconded.
I said Judy did, yeah.
Yep.
I'll assume we forget.
Nobody abstained, right?
No.
Nope. No.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys.
All right, any other matter before the board? You want to give me an update on that?
Yeah, basically, we already answered my question, and we already have the planning board letter, and I addressed that at the last meeting with the facility committee, and told them that the conservation letter was coming, and we meet next Tuesday, so hopefully I'll have it by then.
All right.
Yeah, good. I'll put a rush expedite on it.
Only so I can just tell them it's approved or not approved.
Yes.
Okay. But we have not scheduled the public hearings that are going to be required yet because it was the committee's thought that let's get the site plan, down to what we think we want, and then the following meeting after next week, the following meeting we'll have another 3 weeks from now, we would be then discussing various architects so we can get some pricing.
So the next Board of Selectmen, you'd like it by the Tuesday, the 27th?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when the Safety Facility Committee is meeting.
And so that's when you need that letter.
That would be great. Okay. Either that or just a yay or nay,
okay.
If I don't have the official letter.
Right.
Because I don't really technically need it until we do the public hearings.
Okay. But still, we'll get right on it.
Okay.
What time are you guys meeting on the 27th?
On that facility thing?
Yeah.
5:00, Tuesday. Seems to work for everybody. So yeah, so it's moving along pretty good. Tommy has done a couple different layouts, and the last one was pretty close. He's just changing the floor plan, a little bit of the PD, and I think we're pretty much on board that they probably will be connected at some point. Initially, I thought it'd be better if it was separate, but there are some arguments on having them connected at some point down the road too.
The fire department, you say?
Yeah.
Just planning ahead always works better when you...
Everybody, there seems to be a great push, for utilities and joint usage of common area,
meeting
room
areas,
and a rec room or whatever, workout room and stuff like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
Some of the fire departments got some pretty cool stuff in them.
Yeah, so it would just make sense rather than building two different times at the same thing. Makes sense. I'm trying to lay it out. But we're not going to be building the fire department. We're going to concentrate on just the...
Yeah, we got to get the police station done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With just like an area that you can add a door to the fire department.
Correct, yeah.
And run all the pipes and then block them off.
So all the utilities and everything that we put in will accommodate future fire department.
Right.
Don't put a small furnace in.
Yeah.
If we're gonna, don't put a small well in. If you're gonna need a lot of water,
yeah.
Don't put a small septic in. You know, what Tommy's already designed is an area that's big enough for a septic for everything.
Oh, and
then we just start out with what's needed,
mm-hmm.
but have the area to add on as we add on everything else.
Mm.
So, it's a nice job.
Planning. Wow, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
a concept.
Yeah. So, yeah. And there are some funds that initially appear to be available for some of this work. So, that's encouraging. So,
yeah.
The costs may be minimal. Mm. As far as taxes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm. All right, good.
Boyd is, we just formulated a committee. Boyd's on it, Mark Shellback's on it, and Bob Stout. And they're going to be working on that funding aspect.
Oh, yeah.
So
good.
They can advise the board after they get a plan.
Nice. All right, good. Before we adjourn, do you want to discuss the large gathering thing in the ZRRC, or do you want to wait until
Rob's here? We were just unclear about what's needed, what's the next step. So we don't really know what to do next.
Okay. Yeah, because I made some comments to you and stuff. I think why don't we postpone that until Rob's here, and then we'll get what you have, and then the comments that I had, and we'll get it out to actually my comments and yours. I think yours went out to everybody.
I remember something coming.
That was the last one before he made comments. Because I was looking today under you and under Rob. I thought we got something, but we had waited because you guys wanted to check to see what we could do. So are you making those changes that Rudy suggested already?
I think I should do that and then send them to you.
Okay. And then I'll send them out to you guys.
Okay.
So have that for the next CRC meeting?
Yeah.
Yes. But I think what we might do is if we don't really have much in the next meeting, regular planning board meeting.
Well, we're going to have, we'll have Tim Fortin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the subdivision, we have the public meeting for the subdivision.
Right.
Then the next one, planning board meeting, we had Mountain States, and then we have a ZRC there.
That would be the 18th?
The 18th. Mm-hmm.
Why don't we, let's see, if we've got planning on our normal agenda and stuff, and our agenda's light, why don't we just do it at the next meeting under under other business for town planning? Yeah, on the 4th.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And then, you know, we can kind of go through a little bit more and kind of get it up to speed on it, and we'll see if we need the ZRRC meeting in the next one. But I think what I'll do is we'll call the meeting tonight in order, but then we'll just say we're going to defer action on the large gatherings
to the 4th.
Regulation to the 4th at the regular planning board meeting. So, okay.
And you'll get the update to me, and I'll have it for you guys for the 4th?
Yes, well before the 4th.
Okay.
But anything else anybody has?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn has been made, and
I'll second it.
Wow, we did that without Joyce.
And we did it slowly and quietly.
Motion to adjourn, Rudy. Yes. Mark?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Josh?
Yes.
All right, so we'll close the meeting at 7:47? And so I'll